This episode covers when your wife doesn't trust you anymore. You've said sorry more than once, and she still watches you the way you'd watch a stove you forgot to check. It gives you a way to rebuild her sense of safety through what you do, not what you say. Before whatever happened, her mind didn't have to work hard to feel safe around you. A late text, a canceled plan, none of it meant anything. Then something broke that. An affair, a lie, a promise that didn't hold, and her mind quietly rewired itself to catch the next one early. That's why she checks your phone, or goes quiet when you're 5 minutes late, or asks the same question twice in two different ways. She's not trying to punish you. She's running the same warning system that failed to warn her last time, and now it's set to catch everything. You probably grew up learning that the right words fix things. Apologize to your mom. The fight ends. Say sorry to a friend. You're good by the weekend. So when you say the right words here and nothing changes, it can feel like she's holding a grudge on purpose, but she's not doing this on purpose. Here's the part that trips most men up. A new promise, even a sincere one, sounds a lot like the last promise that didn't hold. Your voice, your face, when you say you mean it this time. All of it can sound identical to what she heard right before things fell apart. Research on how partners feel understood backs this up. What rebuilds a partner's sense of security isn't a big declaration. It's the daily repeated experience of being read correctly and responded to the same way, over and over. One study on relationship security found that swinging between warm and distant is harder on a partner than being consistently reserved the whole time. A few great days followed by one slip hurts more than steady, unremarkable reliability. So stop trying to convince her with a better sentence and start giving her small, boring, repeatable proof. Here's the method. 5 things you're going to do in order, and skipping ahead to the later ones before you've built the earlier ones is exactly the pattern that keeps backfiring. Step 1, stop explaining and start demonstrating. Every time you narrate your own good intentions, you're asking her to trust your account of yourself. Give her something she can observe instead. Step 2, make only promises you can keep completely. Small commitments you keep every time rebuild more safety than one large gesture you might not sustain. Step 3, act the same whether she's watching or not. She will test this, sometimes without meaning to. Consistency, when no one is checking, is the actual evidence she's looking for. Step 4, let her set the pace. Her caution is information, not an insult. Pushing her to trust faster than she's ready to almost always resets the clock. Step 5, track the pattern, not the moment. One good week doesn't undo one bad year, and one hard day doesn't undo 3 good months either. Now let's get into the actual words. Sometime after the last blow up, when you want to open a real conversation about rebuilding, pick a quiet, low stakes moment, not right before bed, not 5 minutes before she leaves for work. Here's what to say. I know I broke something between us. I'm not asking you to trust me right now today. I just want you to see the same guy keep his word every day until it stops being a question. Just breathe for a moment before you carry on. You don't have to say anything back. I just wanted you to hear it. You're not asking her to perform relief or forgiveness on command. You're stating your intent and closing the loop yourself. She may say nothing, or look unconvinced, or test you again later that week. All 3 are normal. When she asks a pointed question about your whereabouts, or glances at your phone, answer right away, plainly, without a wounded tone. Here's exactly where I was. I left the office at 6, stopped for gas, and got home at 6:40. You can check my phone, my card, whatever you need. Checking isn't disrespect, given what happened. Meeting it with specifics instead of offense treats her caution as reasonable rather than something to defend against. For everyday logistics, before you commit to anything, pause 1/2 a second and check whether you can deliver it. I'll be home by 6. If anything changes, I'll text you the second I know, not after. It's specific enough to verify and small enough to guarantee. 10 of these kept in a row rebuild more than one grand promise. When you're arguing about something unrelated, and she brings up the original betrayal, resist the pull to say she's changing the subject. You're right. That's still in the room. I'm not going to argue with you about whether you get to bring it up. You're not defending your record. You're letting her keep the right to reference it for as long as she needs to. When you've been doubted again, and your instinct is to go quiet and disappear into another room, stay close instead. Say less than you normally would. Not more. I'm not going anywhere. I don't have more to add right now. But I'm here. Presence counts as proof even without a full explanation. It breaks the reed that quiet always means leaving. A few patterns repeat again and again in men trying to do this alone, and each one resets progress instead of building it, over-explaining every action to earn credit for it, asking if she trusts you yet, which puts the pressure back on her to grade you, pushing for physical closeness before she's ready, reaching for one big gesture instead of the smaller repeated ones that count, treating her caution as unfair, which tells her, you still think she owes you quick forgiveness. Different men freeze or push or explain for different reasons, and here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you tend to avoid conflict and go along to keep the peace, you'll want to agree with everything she says right now. She'll read the constant agreement as fake, which lowers her trust further. Say one honest, small thing about your own experience each week instead. If you tend to meet doubt with your own evidence, your instinct will be to list every good thing you've done the moment she questions you. She'll hear it as you defending yourself instead of hearing her. Pause before the list and say what she said back to her first. If you tend to react big and push for quick reassurance, you'll want her to tell you right now that this is working. Pressing her for that answer reads as you needing comfort from the person you hurt. Let a full day pass before you ask how she's feeling. If you tend to go quiet and disappear when this gets hard, your instinct is to retreat to another room. She reads silence as you leaving the relationship again, the same way you left it before. Stay in the room, even without much to say. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she tends to push harder and check on you more when she's scared, her checking is a protest against the fear of being blindsided again, not an attack on your character. Answer every question fully instead of getting defensive. If she's gone quiet and stopped bringing it up at all, that usually means she's stopped believing effort will change anything. Bring up the rebuilding process yourself instead of waiting for her to. If she pulls back and wants space when things feel intense, closeness right now can feel like pressure instead of comfort. Offer low-key ways to be near her instead of asking to talk it out. If she's the one who's gone distant while you've been the one reaching out, this reversal is about her own style under stress, not a verdict on your effort. Lower the intensity of how often you reach out. Some attempts at this will go wrong even when you do everything right. She might get angry mid-conversation, cry, and ask you to leave the room, or tell you flatly that she doesn't believe anything has changed. Don't argue for her belief. You can't debate someone into feeling safe. Say something short, like you hear her and you're still here, then give her the space she's asking for without disappearing from the relationship entirely. If your own chest gets tight and your voice speeds up mid-conversation, that's your body's alarm firing, not a sign you're about to say the wrong thing. Ask for 20 minutes. Name a specific time you'll come back, and come back at that time. A missed return undoes the whole point of asking for the break. This won't move in a straight line, and it won't move fast. Research on habit change suggests it typically takes something like 6 months of steady, repeated behavior before a partner trusts that a change is real. Expect it in this rough order. First, she stops flinching at ordinary logistics, like you being 15 minutes late. Then she starts texting you first during the day, instead of only responding. Small physical affection, a hand on your shoulder, sitting closer on the couch, usually comes back before conversation about the relationship itself fully reopens. Full closeness tends to be the last thing to return, and it comes back slowly, once the pattern has held for months. You picked this up because you're still trying, even when it would be easier not to. In the next 24 hours, pick one small, checkable promise and keep it exactly as said, instead of explaining your intentions. If she reaches toward you first, even in some small way, let that be enough without asking for more. She's looking for the one who keeps doing the same thing on the days nobody's watching. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio. Or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. Hopefully, something you heard will help with whatever brought you here today.